Let's do another one. This is on Willow, W-I-L-L-O-W, Garrett. Last name is G-A-R-R-E-T-T, 62552. Mr. Garrett is a 70-year-old gentleman, 70-year-old woman with history of COPD, history of tobacco abuse, increased shortness of breath, numerous hospitalization with exacerbation of COPD, dyspnea, tachycardia. Patient uses her nip treatments at least 6 to 8 times a day with minimal improvement. In the past, patient has required intubation and as well as BiPAP treatment for her end-stage COPD. Patient's allergy includes codeine. Medications includes Tylenol, albuterol, Pernep treatment, Symbicort inhaler, Duonep inhaler, Buspar, 5 milligram BID, Diltiazem, 120 milligram BID, Nexium, 40 milligram a day, Singular, 10 milligram a day, KCL, 20 milliequivalents a day, Prednisone, 10 milligram at this time, but has been on high dose of prednisone and taper in the past. Seroquel 25 milligram at night time and Crestor 5 milligram a day. Medical problems include CHF, core pulmonale, end-stage COPD, severe, hypertension, diverticulosis, diverticulitis, weight loss, O2 dependency. Patient is on 3 liters of oxygen at home at all times. Recent history of COVID-19, hyperlipidemia, surgical history includes colon resection and BTL. Family history positive for coronary artery disease. Allergy codeine. Patient social, continues to smoke. I hear a heavy history of smoking in the past, as was mentioned, weight loss, malnutrition. Patient is awake but very short of breath at the time of examination. Pulse is 105. Blood pressure 132 over 75. O2 side 100% on BiPAP with 100% oxygen. Heart positive, small positive +2, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion, lower extremity shows no edema, positive clubbing, neurological movement of 4 extremities, laboratory examination, potassium is 3.4. White count of 10.4, H&H is 12 and 39, BNP within normal limits, lactic acid level, .182, higher limit of normal. Assessment, exacerbation of COPD, number one, number two, positive COVID, number three, end-stage COPD, number three, O2 dependency, number four, severe history of respiratory failure, which has required BiPAP and steroids in the past. continue with BiPAP at this time. Next one is low potassium. Next number is history of alcohol abuse in the past. No, that's it. That's not it. Next number is overall prognosis is quite poor for this patient. Thank you.